You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet... pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We are delighted today that we have two cool people, a two-legger and a four-legger. We got Brandy, Yant, and Beacon. For all of you that have been paying attention to the CBS Greatest American Dog Show, unfortunately, sadly, they were the latest, quote, expelled from the show. But hey, they made it through several weeks, and we're really glad that you're on the show. You guys put the F in fashion and the F in fun. Brandy, welcome to the show.
Oh, that is so cute. Thank you for having us.
We're going to learn a little bit about what life is like with that cool Beacon, who dresses far better than I do, and I can hear Beacon in the background, right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans, too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back. You're listening to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have today Brandy Yant and her dog, Beacon. And Beacon is the dog that you may recall in the latest episode of the Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. Sadly, was bid bye-bye by the judges. But I got to tell you, in the world of fashion, your dog beats me. Paws down, Brandy. What? I can't believe the outfits that you have for this dog.
You know, she is a little fashionista, and I'm glad that you can appreciate that, because some people think it's crazy, but going into the show, she had an outfit to match, or at least I had an outfit to match every single one of hers. And I think that's what got us on the show. And as we went through the show, though, I started letting her, you know, go naked a little bit more often.
Well, as long as you didn't go naked, I think everything's cool, right?
Yeah, I think we're okay with that one.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Beacon, because I know Beacon's about a year-and-a-half-year-old mini schnauzer, and beautiful, because Beacon is a white schnauzer, which is pretty rare. So tell us a little bit about how you connected with Beacon, and a little bit about Beacon.
Yeah, Beacon is only a year and a half, so we got her as a Christmas present, my fiancé and I, two Christmases ago. And, you know, instantly we could tell how she's actually really excited to learn. And so we took her to a few puppy classes, or actually a couple, and, you know, basic obedience and then agility. And I thought that she was the greatest American dog in the world, and she listens to me so well, and of course she's my little fashion model, and we decided we'd go on the show. And I mean, she hasn't even been around that long, only a year and a half, so that's pretty much our life.
I mean, I know a lot of celebrities that have tried like 10, 20, 30 years to crack into to celebrityhood, and here's a dog that does it within mere weeks, I guess.
I know. I actually knew somehow that she would be on the show. For last Halloween, she was a bumblebee, I was a queen bee,
of course.
and my fiance was the beekeeper. And I sent that picture in to CBS when I heard about the auditions, and they emailed me back right away. And, like, she's basically been preparing for this since she was a puppy.
Well, you know, we have a little guest bio page on our Pet Life Radio on the Obehave show, so you definitely need to send that photo to our cool producer, because we'll post that on your bio page.
I'll totally send it. Yeah, you guys have that. It's the cutest picture ever.
All right, so I've got to ask you, there were times in the show that it seemed like Beacon was a little bit shy, or maybe feeling uncomfortable. What was going on, and who were some of the doggies that Beacon seemed to enjoy hanging around the most?
So what the problem was with Beacon is that she likes to learn with me, her mother, but she loves to play with my fiance, her dad, and he wasn't there. So it was a really big problem for her, and then, of course, I was homesick and lonely for him as well. And, you know, I think Travis and Presley were our roommates, so Beacon got along really well with Presley and played with Presley a lot, and then kind of turned to Travis as, you know, like a dad figure when he was like my brotherly figure. But that didn't last too long. It wasn't a good substitute, and she wanted to go home.
And what about any of the other dogs? Did Beacon have any affinity toward any of the other ones?
You know, she kind of sticks to who I stick to, and I didn't really hang out with a lot of people that much. I think Bella Starlet and Beacon became good friends. And Beacon loved Andrew as well. And, of course, Beacon was best friends with Elvis when he was there, but he left early, so that friendship ended.
Yeah, so who are you rooting for now? I know you can't say who's winning. We're not asking you. We're not going to pull out your fingernails and make you demand the attention.
Oh, no.
Who won? But who are you rooting for?
I'm totally rooting for JD and Galaxy and Travis and Presley. They're both tied in my books. I think that they're both great guys, and they have really great dogs.
So what's life after the show like for Beacon? I mean, does she have like an agent now, and is she writing her memoirs, or what's Beacon doing, or has she got her own line of fashion clothing?
Well, Beacon definitely has fashion clothes, yes. They're on my website, and we're updating the website in the upcoming weeks.
And please shout out that website. What's your website?
It's brandyandbeacon.com.
That's easy.
And so on brandyandbeacon.com, coming soon, you can find her little clothes and, of course, specially made tutus for dogs. And also we're planning the wedding, and Beacon's going to be the flower girl. So we're going to be making her little flower girl dress to match the bridesmaids. And it's going to be a completely dog-friendly wedding with dogs wearing clothes.
When are you going to have the wedding?
In Memphis.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, and it's outdoors, so all the dogs are, you know, welcome to come, and they're going to have their own little potty spot so they don't make mistakes anywhere. And then basically we're just going to focus on my clothing line, and Beacon might do some, not commercials, not TV shows, but maybe print ads.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, you live in Orange County, and I live just in the county south of you in San Diego. So just want to let you know I'm on a book tour. I'm going to the Muttropolis tonight as part of one of my stops. So if you and Beacon are just bored out of your mind tonight, you can go on my happy tour, because I'm finishing up my 18th and 19th pet book, and I'm going from Maine to Kauai on this book tour. And if you guys show up, we will definitely shake tails with Beacon.
Possibly. I'm not quite sure what our schedule looks like, but maybe we'll hop over there.
Well, the reason I say it, it's a cool place. Muttropolis has stores in a few states, and it might be a good place to have your clothing line.
Ooh, that's a really
just
good
brokered
idea.
A deal for you, Brandy, baby.
You're awesome.
Now,
we'll see what we can do, huh?
Beacon's kind of quiet for a schnauzer, though, because I remember Kenji was a little bit more vocal, but Beacon's kind of quiet on average for most schnauzers, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, everybody says that. They're really impressed at how quiet she is, but we, since she was a puppy, taught her to not speak, which now she can.
Mm-hmm.
Beacon! Yeah, see, she can speak on command, but she's basically not really allowed to speak unless we tell her to, because we don't want her to be too yippy, you know?
Yeah, I know. Be happy, not yappy. That's my motto.
that's a cute one.
Thanks. So Beacon, though, is you describe her as a little bit of a tomboy. So tell us about her personality.
Okay, so like I said, she is just like her dad. She misses her dad, and she has fun with her dad. And then, of course, I'm the nurturer. She, you know, plays soccer, and we go to my fiancé's hockey games, and she likes to get all muddy and dirty and romp around with the big, huge dogs. Twice her size. She thinks she's a Doberman, which I don't know why. So
she likes the tall, dark, handsome four-leggers.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. And I mean, but instead of, you know, prissing around in front of them, she likes to beat them up. So yeah, so she'll pretend like she's, you know, fighting them, but she's really not, and it's like play fight. So that's why I consider her a tomboy, and she'll even do this when she's wearing a dress.
That sounds like an Angelina Jolie kind of a dog, it sounds like.
Oh,
you know,
exactly. Yeah, totally. And so that's why I consider her a little tomboy.
We're speaking with Brandy Yant and her cool dog, Beacon. Give a shout-out, Beacon.
Beacon, woof. Speak. Speak. Nope, she doesn't want to.
That's okay. She's going to be mine. But Brandy and Beacon were the latest and sadly booted off the Greatest American Dog Show on CBS. Please check out her website, brandyandbeacon.com. And Brandy, big paws up.
Yep.
Thanks for being on the show.
Bye.
You
Thank
too,
you for
Beacon.
Having us.
All right. Take care.
You too.
Well, we're going to continue this fun show and speak to our very first terrific teen, a guy named Weston Strawn from Oceanside, California, right after we take this commercial break.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat. Got a cool cat.
Do you have a cool cat in the house?
Well, of course I do.
Got a camera? Then take a quick pic of your cool cat and enter the Pet Life Radio Cool Cat Contest. Pet Life Radio is partnering with Morris and Nine Lives to give you the chance to win a really cool cat care kit. Get a Nine Lives Play and Scratch Play Post, Nine Lives Woolly Cat Bed, Nine Lives Food Bowl, Morris Play Spinners, and much, much more. You'll also get an autographed copy of pet edutainer Arden Moore's new book, Happy Cat, Happy You.
That.
Everybody gets a chance to vote, and the top five coolest cats win an awesome cool cat care kit from Pet Life Radio and Nine Lives. To enter, just go to the PetLifeRadio.com website or CoolCatContest.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am
Meyer.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah. So let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. And in our tradition, every time we have one of the contestants on the Greatest American Dog Show, we have them in the first half of the show. We then turn to you, the public, to find out what's the real deal on this show and what's your thoughts. Today, I'm happy to say we have a very first on Pet Life Radio. Among all the shows, we have our first cool teen. He is Weston Strawn. He's 13 years old. He's an eighth grader in Jefferson Middle School in Oceanside, California, and he's one of my cool neighbors. Hey, welcome to the show, Weston.
Hi.
Hi. Are you awake yet, man?
Yeah.
Okay, what time did you get up? Like 2 minutes ago?
No, about seven.
Okay. Well, Weston, tell the people you've got a kind of a little dog, right? Let's describe Cairo.
Big. She's like almost bigger than me.
How much does she weigh?
110 pounds.
Oh, my gosh. What kind of dog is she?
An Italian Mastiff.
Okay, so I never see you walking down the sidewalk with her. Why is that?
Because we usually, whenever we go somewhere, we take her with us sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And then we usually go over to my Uncle Billy's house and we walk her over there because there's not that many dogs over there.
Yeah. So, now, who walks who? Does she walk you or you walk her?
Well, it's like either way, kind of.
Well, I think you're getting a good workout. You're probably getting a good workout for playing baseball and football when you walk her, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like your little furry weight machine, I think. So tell me about this interest in the Greatest American Dog Show. Have you been watching the show almost every week, right?
Yeah.
So what is it about the show that wants you to tune in? Why do you like it's a show?
Just watching people connect with their dogs and stuff, like watching them actually like treating them like the animals as like they're part of like their family and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. Are there some on the show that you really like? Contestants?
Yeah, I like the Tillman.
Oh, the bulldog, Ron and Tillman?
Yeah.
You like the skateboard bulldog?
Yeah.
And what about any of the other ones? Now there's like seven left.
I like Bill and Star.
Oh, yeah. Bill and Star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill and Star, for those who are just tuning in, he's the oldest guy on the show. And he's got a beautiful dog named Star, and there's such a special connection. Star is a Brittany. She's about 7 years old, and her favorite toy is Bill's hat, which I thought was pretty cute. But I think she's like one of the sweetest dogs I've ever met. Weston, what do you think about this dog?
Well, it loves Star loves Bill, and cool dog.
Yep. That's right. Now, you like hanging out with my two dogs, right? Chipper and Cleo.
Yeah.
So what is it about Chipper and Cleo you like? Chipper is a golden retriever husky mix, and Cleo is a little mystery mutt, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I just like how they're so well-behaved and stuff, and they know all these tricks, and they just love hanging around people and stuff.
I think they're better behaved than I am, aren't they?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Okay. So on the show last week, the idea was that on the Greatest American Dog Show that each of the contestants had to dress up their dogs and do different kinds of music, choreographed music. So they drew the different things. Some people had to do ballet, some had to do hip hop, some had to do country and western. What did you think of the idea of seeing dogs dancing with people?
I think it was kind of, you know, kind of weird and stuff, but I liked it. It was cool.
Yeah. What about Brandy and Beacon? I guess they, didn't they put Beacon in a tutu, if I can't remember? She was doing the ballet, right?
I think.
I don't think Beacon was having a good time, was she?
No. I think Brandy was a little bit too commanding, you know?
Yeah.
Like she was just always, if her dog didn't do something, she'd make her dog do it.
Yeah. And you're like, young, but you're pretty wise. What's your take on that? Do you think that's a good way to deal with dogs?
No, because if you keep doing that, your dog just will keep not liking it and just won't do it anymore.
That's true. That's true. Now, on the show, I thought there was something cool that I'd never saw before on one of these reality shows. You know, in the beginning of the show, people get to win a chance to stay in the lavish bone suite.
Oh, yeah, the golden dog suite. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, actually, Teresa won, and Leroy, that's a border collie.
Yeah.
And she knew how much that Bill was missing his wife. I guess when they're in that suite, they get to read the letters from their family. What did you think about the fact that Teresa gave up the suite for Bill and Star? What did you think about that?
I think that was really nice because Bill really missed his wife and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he needed that to make it through.
Yeah, I bet it's tough. He said in there, he said, "You'll be on my Christmas card list for a long time." I actually saw him cry a little bit too. So I guess that proves real men can cry, right?
Yeah.
So are you going to be tuning into the show tomorrow night?
Yeah.
So you're going to be rooting for probably Bill and Star?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything that you want to talk to other kids your own age about pets that you know, what you've learned about pets that you'd like to share?
Yeah. If you're lonely and stuff and you have no one to play with, you always got your dog or your pet.
And you got a cat too, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your cat's name?
Silver.
Silver. Okay, cool. Yeah. And you've met my kitties, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to Weston Strawn. He lives in the cool city of Oceanside, California. I met him a few years ago. He's my neighbor. He's just down the block. And I'll tell you, man, this year you have just zipped up like an elevator. My gosh, you're taller than me, which isn't saying a whole lot, but you've grown almost like a foot, it seems like, from last summer, right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. And your dad's pretty tall. How tall is your dad?
He's 5'11".
Oh, he looks taller than that. I have a feeling you're going to hit 6 foot or more.
Yeah.
So what's your dream? What's your goal? What do you want to do after you get out of Jefferson Middle Junior High?
I want to start swimming so I can go to the Olympics and win a gold medal.
So you're going to be the next Michael Phelps?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. He's got the body like a... Doesn't he look like a big old porpoise or something with those long arms and his body? When he gets under the water, you know, when they do the turns and everybody's still swimming, do you see him wiggling like Flipper?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He's amazing. He's amazing. Well, I do hope you follow that dream because my money is that you're either going to run a company or you're going to be the president of the United States. For 13 years old, you've got your act pretty well together and you're a very good young man.
Yeah.
So I'm giving you a compliment on the radio. What do you think about that, Weston? You didn't bribe me to say that, did you?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm just checking. I'm teasing. We're listening to Weston Strawn. He's 13. He's been a faithful watcher of the CBS Greatest American Dog Show, which airs every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. He has a huge dog named Cairo and a cool cat named Silver. And Weston, I really appreciate you being a guest on our show, and I hope you keep listening.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care.
All right.
Well, listeners, before we call it a wrap, I want to take the time to thank again my two special guests, Brandy Yant from the show Greatest American Dog Show and Weston Strawn, our very first teenager to make it onto the airwaves, and especially my show producer for making this show happen. Before we sign off, I want to give you guys a couple of things to consider. You must, if you have a fabulous feline, go on to the PetLifeRadio.com website and enter our Cool Cat Contest. See, I just did alliteration. Pretty good. My English teacher from high school would be very proud of me at this moment. The Cool Cat Contest is sponsored by Pet Life Radio, and there are cool prizes being given away by Nine Lives, yes, Morris the Cats Company, and people who went, we're going to give autographed copies to the top five cool cats and their owners of my latest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. You must go to PetLifeRadio.com and check out this contest. I'm zipping through some of the photos right now of what people have submitted of their cats. We have Jazz, who's poking his little silver and white head out of a soda box. We have Anthony wearing a tie. I can't believe the cat would do that. We have a New York Met fan wearing a helmet named Butler. There is some very creative cats. I'm trying to figure out what in the heck they did with Photoshop on Smokey, because Smokey looks like a purple passion hybrid between a rabbit and a cat. We have Snowball that looks like she's wearing pink sunglasses, a Hawaiian lei, and on a nice beach chair somewhere. We've got Sophie, a Mickey Mouse Club wannabe. And yes, Loki, who is really a trendsetter and knows what's happening, is wearing a Batman outfit. I'm not telling you a fib. You have to check out the Cool Cat Contest and enter your cat and try to win prizes that are going to be provided by Nine Lives, and you'll get autographed copies of my latest book, Happy Cat, Happy You. And speaking of happy, I am launched on my national book tour that's going from Kauai to Maine. The first leg of the trip is going through the heart of California. Tonight, Tuesday, August 12th, I'm going to be in Newport Beach, and then I'm going up to Santa Barbara, San Jose, San Francisco, and back down to the L.A. area. You can learn about where in the heck I am. I feel like Matt Lauer. Where in the world is Arden Moore? Just go to ardenmoore.com and click on the tour blog, and you'll see where I am. And also on the PetLifeRadio.com site under the O Behave Show, we have details of my tour. And thank you. Pet Life Radio is one of my tour sponsors. So everywhere we go, we're going to be giving away prizes and copies of my Happy Dog, Happy You, and Happy Cat, Happy You books. So I hope if you're anywhere near, you'll check it out and drop in. Again, if you have any good ideas for a show, zip me an email at arden@ardenmoore.com. I appreciate you tuning in. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. I'll behave.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.